Listeners, did you know that an estimated 5 billion plastic hand soap and cleaning bottles are thrown away each year? And if that's not bad enough, most cleaning formulas are 90% water, which is heavy to ship, leading to excessive carbon emissions. Plus, those products are often filled with nasty ingredients like chlorine and ammonia. That's a lose-lose situation for you and the planet. Nobody's trying to have that. Enter Blue Land. Blue Land is on a mission to eliminate single-use plastic by reinventing cleaning essentials to be better for you and the planet with the same powerful clean you're used to. The idea is simple. They offer refillable cleaning products with a beautiful cohesive design that looks great on your counter. Fill your reusable bottles with water, drop in the tablets, and wait for them to dissolve. Genius! You'll never have to grab bulky cleaning supplies on your grocery run again. Refills start at just $2.25. Blue Land is trusted in over 1 million homes, including mine, y'all. When I received my first shipment of Blue Land, I was blown away by how this simple concept just makes so much sense. It's so easy. You just drop the tablet into the stylish functional bottles and get your clean on. I love the subscription option because I am not trying to get one more bulky item in my cart. Blue Land products really get the job done and leave my home smelling so fresh and clean. Blue Land has a special offer for our listeners. Right now, get 15% off your first order by going to blueland.com/clink. You won't want to miss this, guys. blueland.com/clink for 15% off. Listeners, remember when everyone was doing juice cleanses and was basically hangry all the time? Well, there's a better, more sustainable way to lose weight. Ro provides access to the most popular weight loss shots on the market. The Ro Body Program pairs a weekly shot with healthy lifestyle changes so you can lose 15 to 20% of your weight in a year on average and actually keep it off. Ro's partners handle all the insurance paperwork to help get medication covered. If eligible for medication, patients have access to their provider on demand for any questions. You can sign up online from the comfort of your own home. This means no scheduling a doctor's appointment, no commute to the doctor's office, and no waiting rooms. Average weight loss is 15 to 20% in 1 year with healthy lifestyle changes. BMI and other eligibility criteria apply. Go to ro.co/clink. Sign up today and you'll pay just $99 for your first month and $145 after that. Medication costs are separate. That's ro.co/clink.
Hey y'all. Hope you're having a good one and had a very happy new year. You may be thinking, man, either Gretchen or Tabitha hit that box wine really hard last night to make their voice sound like this. Or you might already know that this is Brandon from Music City 911. I was lucky enough to meet the Housewives of True Crime at CrimeCon, and we ended up having a great time. They're really incredible people, and because of that, we're doing a little episode swapping. Hope y'all enjoy this episode of Music City 911 that's called Paw and Order. And just a tip, might be a good idea to keep the tissues handy, but in a good way. You'll see what I mean. Police officers come in many different forms. They can be male or female, include all sizes, all races, etc. There are police officers in virtually every country, and their roles can vary greatly from area to area, but the main theme is common: to fight crime. And to fight crime, police officers need all sorts of help. They usually rely on other officers, but sometimes, even with the variations of officers I've mentioned, there can be an even different class of police officer, one of the four-legged variety. Police canines are amazing animals that play a vital role in keeping our community safe. They are highly trained and skilled, and they are often the difference between life and death. They have been around for centuries, but they didn't become widely used in the United States until the early 20th century. The first formal police canine unit in the U.S. was established in 1908 by the New York City Police Department. Today, there are thousands of police canine units in operation around the world. These units use a variety of breeds of dogs, including German Shepherds, Belgian Malinois, and Labrador Retrievers. Police canines are trained to perform a variety of tasks, including apprehending suspects, tracking missing persons, detecting narcotics and explosives, and generally protecting other officers. These dogs are incredibly well trained and can be extremely effective in their work. For example, a single canine unit can detect the scent of narcotics hidden in a room in a matter of seconds. Police canines are also invaluable in the search of missing persons. These dogs can track a scent for miles, even in difficult terrain. In many cases, canines have been able to locate missing persons who would have otherwise been lost forever. Police canines are more than just tools for law enforcement. They're also partners to their handlers, and they often form close bonds with them. These dogs are loyal and dedicated, and they are always ready to help their handlers. Of course, this episode is going to highlight police doggies, otherwise known as fur missiles. Welcome back to Music City 911.
Five, 3, 6, 5. Show me code 6. Watson and M. 415 mile with the gun. Let me get a backup. Let me start getting a perimeter. Watson and M. Blinn and M. Rubido and Blinn.
NA unit for 785 George 65 requesting backup area supervisor for a 415 man with a gun. M Street and Blim requesting a perimeter. 5 George 65. Do you have a description?
5 George 65 is going to be a middle black hoodie, gray shorts. He's going to be running southbound on Watson.
Suspect is male, black hooded sweatshirt. Last seen on foot, southbound Watson.
Roger 65, westbound Rubidoux from Watson.
Now westbound Rubidoux from Watson.
Roger 63, the perimeter is going to be on Rubidoux and Watson. Taking to Samford and Rubidoux. And then Watson and M. And Samford and M.
565 requesting a perimeter Rubidoux and Watson, Samford and Rubidoux, Watson and M, Samford and M.
565, have my first unit go to M Street. We have citizens reporting you ran northbound through the houses.
First unit respond to M Street. Citizens reporting suspect went northbound.
Police radio traffic out of Los Angeles, California. October 5th, 2023, at around 9:45 p.m., Harbor Division gang enforcement officers were patrolling the area around M Street and Watson Avenue when they saw a suspect with a gun. The suspect immediately took off on foot and police gave chase, but lost him in between some houses. A perimeter is set up, trying to contain the suspect in a single area so he could be found more easily. Meanwhile, the suspect was running and hiding in backyards in the area. Just a few minutes later, a resident notified officers that the suspect was spotted on their outdoor security camera.
511, I have a citizen reporting that she has a suspect in her yard on M Street. 11 M Street, she has it on her cameras.
5811 has a citizen reporting suspect is in her yard, 11 M Street.
What you got? We'll form a team.
5365, repeat.
Everybody hold what you have.
Everybody, units, hold your location.
511, that was as of 21:51 hours.
5-65, that was as 21:51 hours.
Air 18, I'm overhead. Hey, primary, see me at light, please.
George 80, showing an incident pattern.
5-80, roger.
Primary, give me a light, Air 18.
Suit to airship. Primary is going to be just east of my location. I'll give you my light.
Okay, I got you guys. I got descriptors. What's this guy wanted for? And from where you guys are at, where's this guy last seen? I'm assuming westbound in the alley.
565 to the airship. We had the suspect last seen running northbound through 11th and Rubidoux. And we have a citizen reporting he's at, I believe it's 11th M, which is just one street north now. He's bunkered down in the backyard.
The police helicopter was on the way. And being that officers had good containment of the area, canine was called to the scene to literally help sniff out the suspect. He was found just a few minutes later.
mine? This is open when you're ready.
It's open?
Yeah.
Okay. Steve got his team ready to start.
Yeah. Just make sure we clean up behind. I hear something, but I don't. It sounds. I can't see. I don't know where he is.
I can't see.
Yeah. He's yelling. He's somewhere in the back here. All right, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead and call him. I got eyes. All right, all right. Hey, just hold still. Don't run.
Here.
Just hold still. Alright, are the patrol guys here?
I'm right here with you, sir.
Alright. One of you go to a taser, one of you is going to handcuff. Hey, stand on up, keep your hands on your head, okay? Roll to your stomach, up to your knees, and stand up. Hands on your head. We'll get your phone afterwards.
Okay.
There you go. Don't reach for your pocket or your shorts. Stand up to your feet. If you run, there's another dog on the other side. Back your way up. Back up. Come on the other side of all this wood and you're going to come back to us. Look to your left and look at that wood. Look to the left. There you go. Step around it. There you go. Watch your leg. Come on back. Hold on. Hold on. Keep coming back, buddy. Hold on. Go to your left a little bit so you're around the table. There you go. One more step back.
Go ahead.
Stay right there. Watch his hands. It looks like he's bleeding.
Can you grab my phone, please?
We will.
Yeah,
relax.
Take your phone and worry about it.
After police made repeated requests over a loudspeaker system for the suspect to come out unarmed or a dog would be released, he never came out of hiding. The suspect, 19-year-old Deion Johnson, was found by police canine hidden behind some furniture in the backyard of a house, and a canine apprehension occurred. I think you could probably tell exactly when that happened. Johnson was held in place until the search team could walk up. The canine handler could be heard there giving commands for the dog to release the suspect. Johnson was then ordered to walk back to the officers where he was taken into custody. A loaded Polymer 80 semi-automatic 9mm pistol was found laying close by where Johnson was hiding. He was taken to a local hospital by Los Angeles fire personnel and was treated for a dog bite. That incident is a lot like most canine interactions. A foot pursuit happens and the suspect manages to evade police, requiring a dog to be brought in to search for the suspect. But police canines can't be used for every single search. It varies by jurisdiction, but most agencies will only allow police searches by what's considered aggressive canines like this one in either violent or potentially violent crimes. A lot of agencies, like mine, also allow for canines to be used in certain property crimes, sometimes used in the search of a residence or business that's been broken into, or like this next incident, they can be used to track suspects in stolen vehicles and take them into custody. And this next one comes out of Pasco County, Florida.
Light him up here in a second so I catch up. It's going to be that green expedition, Sarge. The one that was stolen from Colony in 52.
Gator 10 is just a attack.
Attack 1.
K-13. Copy. I'm gonna. I'll be 10:31. We're gonna be. Hold on 1 second. We're gonna be westbound on Peace from JR.
Westbound Peace from JR. 1557.
Doing about 40 right now. I'm still trying to catch up. They got a little distance on me. Is there anybody on the west end of Denton?
Okay, we'll be there soon. West end. Copy.
Still westbound. Just passing Memory. I'm doing 90 mile an hour.
Passing westbound Memory. 90 miles per hour,
1550. Move. I copy, supervisor on track. What's the road condition that BWC's activated? We're slowing down, doing about 75. Looks like they're looking for a place to bail. They're going to bail. They're opening the doors. Stand by.
70 miles per hour, possible looking for a place to bail, 1550.
They just wrecked into a pool. Standby.
This canine officer was lucky enough to get behind a stolen vehicle. I'm sure he could hear as soon as the deputy started talking on the radio and his patrol vehicle started speeding up. His dog got very excited and wanted to put some work in. A pursuit started up, and the suspects, two of them, thought their driving skills were better than what they were. They went off the road and wrecked into a telephone pole on Denton Avenue, where they got out and tried to run, with the driver getting the best jump. Both the deputy and his canine partner left the patrol vehicle and gave chase to both of them. The canine handler managed to take the passenger into custody, while his canine partner ran after the driver up a long driveway.
They just wrecked into a pool. Standby. He's behind you right now, bro.
Yes, sir.
I'm not fucking with you.
Yes, sir. I don't know what the fuck he was doing, dude. For real. Ow.
Pasco, I need a unit right now. I released my dog on the driver. I got the passenger trying to run. I got him detained. Get him, Shep!
I'm just trying to get out of the car. I still think he's on fire.
I'm 10-4. I need somebody here now. I can't see my dog. Get up, get up.
Yes,
let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Run. Let's go.
The deputy can be heard yelling, "Get him, Shep," over and over, calling for his dog to run and get the driver of the stolen car. Then, after handcuffing the passenger, the deputy gets him on his feet and pulls him along with him as he runs up the driveway to find his dog. It's a tense situation because he didn't know where his dog was or if he had caught the driver. We join back up with the officer as they're running up the driveway.
Shep! K-13, I need air. Where are they? Oh, yeah, I'm good! Shep! Here!
You're right on. I'm.
Shep!
Open right where your hand is, man.
Shep!
What the fuck was he running for?
Shep! Shep, here! Hey! Get up here. Guys, my dog's got a hold of me. He's running with my dog. Where is somebody? Get on the ground now! I'm not taking him! Get him, Shep! Get off my dog, bro! Get off my dog, bro! I'm up in the driveway. I'm chasing him. I'm carrying one suspect. Let's go now on the fucking ground. On the ground now.
Stop right now, please. Just get the dog.
I'll get him when you get on your face. I'm not fucking with you. On your face now. I'm gonna tase the shit out of you.
Fuck. Ow, dude.
Shep, down. 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 Leave him down. Leave him down.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
Down. Stay.
I'm not moving, man.
K-13.
Please,
kill me, please. I'm up the driveway. On your face. On your face. Long driveway. I got the driveway just west of where the wreck is. It's a dirt driveway. It goes northbound. I'm up here. I got one on his face and I got one to take. Shep, here.
I'm not
no.
Moving,
here.
I'm really hurt.
Shep, here. 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 On your knees. On your knees. On your knees.
I'm trying, man. I'm trying.
K-13, I'm 10-4. It's a northbound driveway from Peace, just past the accident, just west of the accident. Do you guys copy that? I'm sorry, I think I was on dispatch one. Stay, hands out. I'm not sure, I'm up a driveway, there's no address. Here, somebody's coming, we're good, I'm good. Let's go, on your face, put your hands out, I'm gonna put him back on you. I'm gonna put him back on you, put your hands out. Down. Hey, Sergeant, you cuff him, he's the only one. Yeah. He was carrying my, I'm fine. He's just carrying my dog through the woods. I can hear him yelping. 10-4, driver's detained. Ocean 1 is detaining him now. I got both detained. Standing. I know. That's a good man. That's a good boy. I know you did your job. I know you did your job. Well, you don't listen, bro. I told you not to run.
That's not fucking y'all cut the car off on me, man.
He took off one way, he took off the other. I sent him on him, and he beat feet, so I had to grab him. And I hear my dog yelping, and by the time I picked him up and carried him with me and ran through the woods, I could see him dragging my fucking dog through the woods.
He's had about at least one bite me. All
right, stand up.
I don't think I can. I need help.
Good boy, Bubba's. Good boy. That's my man, Bub. That's a man. I know. I'll meet you back out front, so I'm gonna go shut my siren off. Put him up. Good boy.
After grabbing the passenger, who was then handcuffed by the deputy, K-9 Deputy Carmack, they both ran up to find his dog, Shep, being dragged up the driveway by the driver. He could hear Shep yelping, but Shep never let go of the suspect's arm. After getting up close to the house at the end of the driveway, Deputy Carmack called up to the driver and Shep. Shortly after, the driver was also taken into custody. Shep did a great job on this incident. He wasn't hurt, and just as you could hear Deputy Carmack say, Shep certainly is a good boy. He was such a good boy that later he was invited onto various local news stations and even got an invite to be in studio in New York for the show Live PD. So not only is Shep a good police canine, he's also a TV celebrity. The ones we've listened to, they were all involving canines who were pretty well seasoned.
Listeners, today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Are you busy? Well, of course you are. And if you're like me, that means you put off investing because maybe it just doesn't seem urgent or it's intimidating. Enter Acorns. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for your future. You don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just spare change. Acorns recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals, then automatically invests your money for you. What I love about Acorns is that it gives you the tool to give your money a chance to grow. You don't have to start with a lot. Just start. Believe me, it feels great. Head to acorns.com/clink or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Client testimonial may not be representative of all clients. Tier 1 compensation provided. Compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink. Investing involves risk, including the loss of the principal. Please consider your objectives, risk tolerance, and Acorns fees before investing. Acorns Advisors, LLC, Acorns is an SEC registered investment advisor. Brokerage services are provided to clients of Acorns by Acorns Securities, LLC, member FINRA/SIPC. For more information, visit acorns.com.
You have heard me talk about my language learning skills with Rosetta Stone, and I'm telling you, I'm getting really good at it. I learned a little bit of Japanese before we went to Japan last year, and I really love the French language, so I'm learning French at the moment. Bonjour, bonsoir. I'm even getting a little bit of the accent down. Not very good, but I'm getting there. And with Rosetta Stone, it makes it so easy. I download it on my phone. I learn it in the car. It is awesome. You can do it on your desktop, wherever you find it convenient. They are there for you. And they have 25 languages, you guys, that you can use. And right now, they are giving a lifetime membership for 50% off. So you can learn as many languages as you want for your entire life, which is amazing. And the best part is, it starts off, you know, with just words and then phrases and then sentences, and then you should be able to have a conversation with somebody that also knows the language, which is, you know, my entire goal. So don't put off learning that language. There is no better time than right now. Seriously, get started before your summer vacay. Our listeners get 50% off the lifetime membership. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem it today at rosettastone.com/today.
This episode is sponsored by Astapro. Thanks, Astapro, for providing Tab and I with samples. Shout out to all my allergy suffering friends out there. You know how they say it's that time of year for allergies? Well, for me, it sort of feels like it's always that time of year. I thought I had tried everything until I recently discovered Astapro. Astapro is the first of its kind nasal allergy spray. It is the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter allergy spray. It starts working in 30 minutes while other allergy sprays take hours. Astapro is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray. Astapro delivers full prescription strength indoor and outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny and itchy nose, and sneezing. Get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with Astapro. Go to astaproallergy.com for a discount so you can Astapro and go today. That's Astapro allergy.com. Astapro and go. It's Astapro. Use as directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies. Clink, clink.
The next one is from a newly released canine named Canine Red. The training process for canines is typically around 12 to 18 months long. During this time, the dogs are taught basic obedience commands as well as the specific skills they will need to perform their job. The training is intensive and demanding, but it's also rewarding. So it's an absolute treat to be able to witness what we'll listen to next. Detectives with the Volusia Narcotics Task Force in the New Smyrna Beach area in Florida were watching a man named Nassan Bacon, who had warrants for aggravated assault and battery with a firearm. He was also a potential suspect in another pending case, which was a deadly carjacking that happened outside Florida Technical College, where one man was shot and later died of his injuries. Nassan was spotted in a vehicle with two other people, and deputies created a perimeter. Once that was formed, they moved in to take Nassan into custody. He ran from deputies on foot and went behind a house. Deputy Brett Whitson was there on the scene with his newly released partner, Canine Red, and they jumped into action, helping track the suspect. It's the very first apprehension the canine Red got, and he couldn't have been a more happy dog. His human partner was equally proud.
He's running westbound. Shut the fuck up, Northbound. Come by the church. He's running through the church.
K9's here. Tell me where to go, guys. Just kick that last. One more time. There you go. Around the fence. Yeah, he'll bite you, so watch it. Do you see him?
Oh, right here.
Come here. Pop your head. Pocket Red! Pocket Red! Pocket Red! Get your hands up! Hands up! Let me see your hands! Pocket Red! Good boy, Red Pocket! Pocket! Good boy, Pocket Red! Pocket! Good boy! Good boy! Get him out! Pull him out! Pocket Red! Good boy, buddy! Good boy, Red Pocket! Pocket! Watch him, man, man, buddy. That's a good dog, Red. That's a good boy, Red. You watch him, Red. Watch that bag out, buddy.
Canine Red tracked down the suspect who had ran behind a house and was hiding behind some scrap metal, and when Red found him, he latched onto his leg. As soon as other officers were able to grab on and take custody of the suspect, Red was ordered to release his grip and then was given high praise by his partner. Like I said, that was one happy dog. I love hearing stuff like that. This episode is a lot different from other episodes. But as you can tell, canines have an incredibly important role in police work, and that spills over into dispatch as well. Being that I've done this episode differently than others, I'm going to end it a bit differently too. I'm going to first tell a story about one canine, and this one I can almost guarantee you you'll need some tissues for, because it's very much bittersweet, and then end with something a lot happier. You want to keep the tissues handy for that one as well. Canine Tara, a female mixed breed of Belgian Malinois and Dutch Shepherd, was born in the Netherlands and was almost immediately put into police work. She spent 2 years with the Royal Dutch Police, and during her time there, she won award after award in various police canine competitions. Because she was such a good police dog, her role shifted and she became a dog used for breeding purposes, specifically to keeping a good flow of future police canines. Later on, she was imported to America to continue with police canine breeding, but after having an emergency C-section, she was unable to have any more puppies. Sergeant Cheney with the South Lake Tahoe Police Department wanted a dog to have at his house for a mix of a pet and home protection. From there, the Cheney family had Tara in their house. In 2014, Sergeant Cheney was promoted to be a canine handler. Tara was already certified as a police dog and immediately became Cheney's canine partner. And during Tara's time as an officer, she was a rock star, apprehending criminals and helping with countless drug seizures. She also continued her competition career and did many demonstrations at schools and other events. She spent 4 years as a canine officer and retired. When all that started, and Tara changed from a family pet back to being a police canine, the city agreed to Cheney to a $1 purchase of the dog, when Terry retired, Cheney gave back the dollar. After retiring, Canine Tara had some medical problems. It was found out that she had bone cancer in her leg. She underwent chemotherapy and ended up having to have that leg amputated. She continued on 2 years after that, but was found to have tumors on her lungs. Shortly after that, Tara was attempted to jump on a bed and broke her other leg on the same side as the one that was amputated. They found that the bone cancer had also returned. Cheney was reported saying that you could see that her spirit had left and she knew it was over. A decision was made to have her put down so she wouldn't suffer anymore. When Tara arrived at the animal clinic, she was laid onto a police blue stretcher, and officers from South Lake Tahoe Police, Nevada Highway Patrol, Douglas and Mono County Sheriffs, and East Fork Fire Department lined the path along the entry to the clinic to give a final salute. Tara's final call was put on the radio as she was walked in. Researching it, and especially listening to the last call, it was definitely very difficult for me to listen to. This last one, as I said before, it's a much more happy thing to listen to. I'll try to paint a quick picture of what's happening on this. Canine Tech is in his patrol vehicle with his human partner, Lieutenant Taylor Nails. Nails is about to make an announcement on the radio, and while he listens to the reply, Tech is laying his chin on Taylor's shoulder as they both listen in to what's said next on the radio.
What on I, Dutch?
What on I? Go ahead.
What on I, Dutch? I'll be 1042, and K9 Tech, badge number 243, will be 1042 for his final shift.
All units, Deputy K9 Tech is 1042 for his final tour of duty today, Friday, March 3rd. We would like to thank K9 Tech for his 38 and a half dog years, otherwise known as 5.5 years of distinguished service to the Dodge County Sheriff's Office, and to your handler, Lieutenant Nails. Thank you, Tech, for serving the citizens of Dodge County with over 98 arrests, 314 deployments, ensuring the safety of our deputies and other agencies each and every shift, and making sure your partner went home safely every night. You can now take your well-deserved rest, chase rabbits instead of bad guys, enjoy your well-deserved belly rubs and back scratches. Your pet presence will be greatly missed. Go enjoy being a dog, bullying Titan, and protecting Trey and Sissy. Good boy, Tech, a.k.a. Bubba, good boy. 1042 at 1503.
That's it for this one. I really enjoyed shifting gears for this episode. I'm a big animal lover, and I love being able to talk about how good the police doggies are. As Donut Operator, one of my favorite YouTubers, would say, those boar forks, got some nom noms. This week I'll skip my normal exit lines. I'm sure y'all know them by now. Instead, I'll let you in on a little secret. In the coming days, I'll be releasing two or three episodes of a new podcast called Southern Sleep Stories. It'll be a completely different podcast than this one. In that show, I'll be giving you some relaxation techniques, playing some good calming music or sounds, and slowly reading stories or chapters from very old books in my normal Southern accent. I'll put on my various social media channels when that will be released, as I'm still working out all the distribution with it. I hope you all can listen and let me help you fall asleep a little bit easier. Until next time, for Music City 911, I'm Brandon, and y'all have a good one.